Can you share with us some examples that you know of ethical dilemmas facing fundraisers in schools?
Yeah, well, we do a lot of work on ethics at Ragari, and we try to develop a new theory of fundraising ethics, especially for the profession. And I've only now really just started applying that and working in schools fundraising. But what has already seemed to me is that there's a difference about what's considered to be ethical or an ethical dilemma in schools fundraising compared to mainstream non-profit and charities. So fundraisers in general charities, they're really concerned about what their ethical duties to their donors are. So that, you know, they're concerned that they don't contact them without their consent. They don't use aggressive or guilt-tripping fundraising methods. They try and bring meaning to their philanthropy and do what's right for them. In preparing for this session, and I ask people to send me what their ethical dilemma were, there seems to be a difference. A lot of the ethical dilemmas that schools fundraisers seem to concern about are not about their duties to their donors, but more about how their donors' behaviour might impact on the school. So things about reputational damage, influence on staff appointments and things like that, getting preferential treatment in return for donations. So there's a lot of the big things that seem to be coming out. And then there's other things that are not necessarily with individual donors, but as you see, you've got commercial access to students, so you have the thing in the States with the pouring rights that you'll get money in return for exclusive access to selling soft drinks to your kids. So that's the one thing that's I found interesting about this. Now, our theory for mainstream charity fundraising is, as I said, a lot of the ethical duties are all placed on fundraisers' duties to donors, and we thought this excluded beneficiaries from the picture. So we tried to develop something called rights balancing ethics, whereby you've got a fundraiser has duties to both their donors and their beneficiaries. So fundraising is kind of ethical when you can try and deliver your duties to both, but they're in balance, so that you get that balance right, so one stakeholder isn't significantly harmed vis-a-vis the other one, because if you do things the donor might want you to do, you could end up raising less money for the beneficiary.